This is Hot Start. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. I'm loving that promo.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. I love that one, too. And joining us is Mr. Vic Krause, ball of energy that he is.
Gentlemen, good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
Gentlemen.
Always, always.
He doesn't know us.
Yes, you know, he does.
I know you guys.
He does. He tries to keep us away, though.
Really great to be here. Really is. Great.
So, Warbird Trans, what's going on?
Oh, man, I am scared. I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
You know, I've done this 12 years.
And you're still
scared. I've never been this frightened before. Really, I'm serious. Wait, I got adrenaline. You saw me pull up on that bike. I'm just vibrating. And I think this EAA Air Venture 2023 is going to be the biggest and best. It's going to be a blockbuster. I'm just holding on tight. I'm scared we're going to be so overwhelmed. It's going to be phenomenal.
Well, judging from the number of people we've already seen on the field, I think you may be right.
The campers, Camp Scholler, they were all the way down to the property line. And then I saw some campers tearing down the fences of that property owner and moving on to his lot.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, no, they're way down south. It's going to be fabulous. Fabulous year.
It's going to be a great year.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've got incredible aircraft coming in this year, too.
Did you guys see that line of Corsairs right along, I guess that's Knapp, where it butts up at the west end of Fighter Town? The west end of Fighter Town. They placed a whole string of Corsairs. Boy, did they dominate the whole look of the west end of Fighter Town. What a wonderful way to position those aircraft.
All right, Vic, don't keep us in suspense.
Yeah, how many Corsairs constitutes a string?
Yeah, really.
What's the question?
Okay, it's going to be one of those.
I'm trying to keep up here. I really am. What was the question there?
How many Corsairs?
37.
What?
I made that up.
Yeah, I bet.
I want to say, okay, here's a prediction. Because, you know, 15 years ago, they did the big celebration of Corsairs, and they got 10 here. That was like two less than the whole world fleet that was flying. So anyway, this year, I want to say, watch this. How about a dozen Corsairs before the dust settles?
Very nice.
I'd like to see that.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're on their way. They are on their way. Fighter Town. I'm talking to the gal that runs Fighter Town, Rhonda. And I said, how you doing? She goes, oh, I'm scared. It was another person that was scared.
Everybody's scared, yeah.
She said, we have 35 or 6 Mustangs, you know, single-engine Corsairs, fighters, P-what, and we only got 32 spaces in Fighter Town. I said, what a great problem to have.
No kidding.
They're going to put a couple on our campsite.
Yeah. You can have one in your campsite. We're looking for people that will sponsor these Mustangs. So, yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad thing. But you've got other aircraft coming in, too. And this is...
Well, I hope so.
This is one that I am really looking forward to. I am a huge fan of the Lockheed Constellation, and you've got a Connie coming in today.
Isn't that something? What a bird. What a majestic bird. When you see that thing on the tarmac, you go, what? It's just such a beauty. What a majestic aircraft.
Okay. How much are the rides?
Rides? If you can sneak aboard, it don't cost a dime.
No. Take my money, please.
Yeah, here's another reason I'm scared. You know, I was up, you know, me and Joe Gelhar, my co-chair for the tram thing. We're up at like stupid hours, 4:30, 4:32 in the morning. We're down there at first light, you know, opening up the whole tour headquarters. People were already queuing. Now, this is ridiculous.
At 4 in the morning?
Not at 4, but at like 6:15, a family of 7 shows up. And we're going, guys, we haven't even got the dew off the, you know, trams yet. Give us a little time before you pile in. But the first tram already left probably a half hour ago.
Wow.
So we have seen thank you, Hal Bryan. Did you see today's paper? He puts this big banner up in the corner, tram tours at the Warbirds area, 7:30 to 2, you know, giving us a real splash of ink on that paper. Yeah, great job. And I want to thank all the media people. I mean, guys, Bush, Hal, and just all the worker bees that make it happen. Great group of people here at the EAA. Absolutely. I have pressed the print shop. I've pressed the sign shop. There is not an operation here that I haven't mooched some big, stupid favor from. But you know what? We were ready. We were ready last night. That was a world's record also. But, yeah, my team, they're awesome. Are you guys going to sneak away and get...
Oh, we'll get over there.
Yeah, come on up.
I'll be down there today. I want to see the presentation on Rosie the Rocketeer.
Oh, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. You got to do all of it. So come on up to Warbirds. Everybody, come on up to Warbirds.
Not all at once, though. Space it out.
Yeah.
Now, is Rosie the Rocketeer, I just read in the paper yesterday that this aircraft has been recently discovered and recently restored. Is Rosie the Rocketeer here?
Boy, you are putting me on the spot.
Good.
I got to tell you, this is a rare admission. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I felt the earth smooth
I've never said that in 12 years here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's a disturbance in the force today.
Yeah. I'll know tomorrow morning because I'm writing that question down right now.
I was going to say, we want some research.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, it'd be really neat to see the real thing.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of real things here this year.
Well, and there always is.
We're excited as all get out. A lot of activities, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hartzell's doing their special party for us. That'll be going on this evening. And
did I hear the word mooch?
Yeah.
That's a big-time mooch. But did I tell you about the concert that we're doing?
No.
Tell us.
Oh, do tell.
Get ready for this. Brace yourself. So, yeah, Courtesy Aircraft, Bill Geis, a couple of the guys in war, they go, hey, you know what? Why don't we get a little musical group together and throw a little wing ding for the boys? And it just, you know how those little ideas mushroom and evolve. And the next thing you know, we're having a concert tonight called Rock Your Wings at Warbirds. And it's going to be Aaron Thea and Tom Tippin. And they're going to perform, I think, starting 6:30. And after them, Redline 7000. And they planned on like 50 people at first, then 500. I'm thinking it's going to be like 5,000 before they're done.
What's it take to get in?
You got to just cut that. You got a pair of diagonal cutters. You can cut those plastic fence wires down those zip ties. No, it's a free concert. How about that idea?
Yeah.
Well, Vic, we know you, so I figure you get us VIP passes.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. Not.
You get a seat in the porta potty. Yeah.
Anyway, that's cooking tonight. So, you know, just all kinds of things happening on the Monday.
6:30.
Yeah. We're going to be, people will be piling in over there at Warbirds Alley like you will not believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to find the place, just look up. You can see our flags. We got flags 20 feet in the air, like, I don't know, 20, 25 of the flags, all our sponsor banners, you know, Covington, Concord, Hartzell, Tempest, Aero Group, and, of course, the United States of America, American flag, and Warbirds of America. You can see that flag for all those flags from at least a quarter mile away.
Well, we'll be sure to be looking for those.
Come on up.
I'll be down there today.
Yeah, Ride that tram.
We're going to hijack one.
Very good. So, yeah, what's with you guys? You guys always got a story for me. Oh. Monday morning, first light, what?
We're awake.
Yeah. I'm awake. I don't have a story. I have a lot of stories.
That motorcycle running good?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good job. That's it.
No crazy stories this year.
Not yet, anyway.
Oh, hell, they'll develop. That'll be maybe tomorrow, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's always tomorrow.
Well, if I make it down for the concert, I guarantee you there'll be crazy stories tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, we'd love to see. I hope you make it up.
Oh, we'll make it up there. Don't worry.
Excellent.
How many trams are you running? Did you add more?
We added, that third one last year, right. So we got three of them going. And so every 20, 30 minutes, them things are, round robin all the way. And, I mean, we beat the grass dead by Tuesday afternoon. You can see our tracks wherever we've been. You can follow where the tram was.
Right, you do the self-guided tram tour.
Yeah, we got a bunch of new volunteers this year, narrators, great. A bunch of new drivers. And things are all shaping up to be, and the weather, it looks like it's going to cooperate too. So here we go. Wonderful air venture.
It's looking good.
Yeah.
And you're going to be full up.
Well, we are. So I tell everybody, get there early. Not at 4:50 or 5:15, but get there early. First tram, 7:30, they go out. And the crowd lines are pretty slim then. But, boy, by 9 o'clock, we're starting to build up a wait time. So okay. we encourage everybody, hey, we got canopies now for the shade. Yeah, for the people waiting in line. So all our sponsors ponied up and bought canopies. So we got shaded lines even that you wait in. So
that's nice.
Making
that's
it as comfortable before the ride as during.
Very good. Very good. And you got Warbirds in review. You got a full schedule?
You bet we do. And that's firing up, 10 o'clock today? And then again, I think at 1. So 10 and 1 every day. And it's always a surprise package. But all you got to do is jump on that Air Venture Today magazine, look at the schedule, and you'll see who's talking when.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I can't wait to see the Connie in there.
Yeah. Oh,
I think
man.
I don't think it'll fit.
Well, they'll find a way, believe me.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.